I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of Arizona Board of Athletic Training on November 4th, 2019 at 9:32 a.m. Roll call, Eric Freeze here. Chuck Bachman. Did you see here?
Did you hear me here?
Oh, there you go. Now I got it.
Mark here.
Here.
Sarah Langroom.
Here.
Jennifer Fagley.
Here.
Karen Weifert.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
Sabrina Kahn.
Here.
All right. We have any declarations of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, we'll move on to number four, discuss and amend the approval of the minutes from last meeting.
This is Chuck. I'm going to approve the meeting minutes of October 7th,
2019. This is Cheryl, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from, October 7th, 2019. All those in favor, freeze aye.
Peterson, aye.
This is Chuck. I think you said my name.
I think we just lost Eric. This is Cheryl. Aye.
Let's see.
Eric, you there?
I see him talking, but I can't hear him.
Been there before.
Let me try muting you and then turn and unmuting you. No. Nope. Okay, it looks like he's gonna hopefully join us again. Again, gotta love technology. Getting a lot of noise from somebody's phone. If you're in an area that has noise in the background, would you please mute your phone? See Eric trying to join. Chuck, do you have some background noise in your office?
Like an aquarium?
You talking to me?
Yes. Do you have a background noise in there?
No, just PAC, but my computer's been, muting and then unmuting.
Well, that was me.
Oh.
went away.
Yeah. Did your air conditioner just turn off, Chuck?
No.
Oh. You do know it's November. You can turn the air conditioner off now, right?
Oh, I don't think so. Anything above 40, I'm in trouble.
You should be moving to Flagstaff. I see Eric. I don't hear Eric.
Yeah, he's going to call in. I have to send him the number.
Are you getting that background noise now?
A little bit.
Yep.
I hear the music in the weight room.
Welcome back.
Good morning, sir.
I don't know what happened there. I lost everybody. All right. So, we are on approval of the minutes. Chuck, say aye again, please.
Aye.
Mark Peterson.
Aye.
Sharon Engren.
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the minutes from October 7th have been approved. Everybody review the future board meeting schedule. Are you with those?
Good.
Yep. Okay. Number six, review, discuss the possible actions, complaints, hearings, and investigations. Status of compliance and board ordered CEs for Randall Cohen.
Okay, Mr. Chair, Mr. Cohen has been under a consent agreement for a while, and he just has, I believe, either 0.5 or 0.75 hours remaining to submit. So he submitted this certificate for continuing education in ethics, but it had not been pre-approved by the board. So I informed him that it would have to be approved by the board before we could accept it.
Okay.
Is there a way to add this course to the list? Should we determine that it's appropriate?
Well, we don't necessarily have to add it to the courses that have been approved. We can. I also included a brief description of the course on the next page.
Right. So I just think that this one would be possibly a good one. Should we determine to approve it for him, it might be good for other people too.
I would certainly entertain a motion one way or the other, which is approval of professional boundaries as a CEU for Randall Cohen.
This is Bart. I move to approve the continuing education for Randall Cohen.
Cheryl,
I second. It has been moved and seconded to approve the continuing education professional boundaries. Miranda Cohen, all those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Mark Peterson.
Aye.
Joel Brockman.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Aye.
Okay. With only one opposition, those CEUs have been approved.
Mr. Buffman, for the record, what are your thoughts on that course and why you voted nay?
I believe, you know, Mr. Cohn was under consent agreement for not renewing his licensure in time. I know we've dealt with some continuing education courses for him previously, but the title of this course, you know, Professional Boundaries, just looking at relationships, does not appear to have anything to do with, you know, the ethical considerations that the board had with Mr. Cohen when we did the consent agreement.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, letter B, review discuss possible action whether to whether or not to open a complaint for Ray Bryan is 6B1.
Okay, Mr. Chair, Mr. Bryan and his attorney, John Phoebus, they are here for this agenda item.
Okay, thank you.
So I'm going to turn the camera on them. There we go.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you want to make some kind of a statement for the board?
Sure. Thank you for allowing us an opportunity to speak briefly, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Bryan is here based on self-reporting a misdemeanor incident from the city of Glendale. He had been out with several of his friends. They'd had a few alcoholic beverages. His friends ultimately left and did not bring Ray with them. Ray got a little confused and tried to get in the back of a police car that had been called to the scene for a completely unrelated incident. It had nothing to do with Ray. The officers told Ray not to get in the police car. He walked away and then tried to get in the police car again. As a result of that, they charged him with criminal trespass and obstructing the police. The city of Glendale has extended to Mr. Bryan a diversion agreement, meaning that the charges against him will be dismissed in approximately 9 months from June 17th of this year, so March of 2020. He was required to do an alcohol class and attend a cognitive life skills class. This is the only criminal action he's ever been charged with in his life or been involved with. It certainly in no way affected patient safety or reflected on his ability to perform his duties as a licensed trainer. I'm happy to address any questions. Ray, was there anything you wanted to say to the board?
I mean, it's just I'm apologizing. I know it's never a good thing to get arrested, and I've learned from it. I've taken the classes, and I've kind of changed, and I just really want to apologize because it's never a good look. So.
Mr. Bryan, this is Bart Peterson. Just for the record, can you tell us where you work?
San Diego Padres.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Bryan, this is Eric Freeze. Have you completed your diversion program?
I've completed the classes, and we're just waiting for the diversion program to be over. We have to wait for a couple months for it to kind of conclude, but I have nothing else to do.
The agreement, ladies and gentlemen, was that it would be dismissed 9 months after June 17th, so roughly March 17th of 2020, it will be dismissed. Mr. Bryan has completed, though, his alcohol screening and counseling program, and he has completed his required cognitive life skills class.
So basically speaking, now you're just waiting administratively for them to clear that as of March.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Brian, this occurred on what day? June 2nd?
What day? Yeah, June 2nd, I think.
Yes, it took place on June 2nd, 2019, sir.
So you were practicing as an athletic trainer in Arizona at that time?
Yes. Correct. I've been going to church regularly. I've honestly stopped drinking and kind of just trying to make different choices, kind of trying to learn from it. Obviously, I can't take it back, but it's something I can learn from and kind of grow.
Ms. Viper, this is Bart Peterson. Was this incident reported within the, what is the date that he reported this incident to the board?
I believe it was June 24th, but let me check.
Yeah, that's what it's there.
Yes, June 24th.
Okay, thank you.
So take no action?
Correct.
This is Cheryl, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to not open a complaint against Mr. Ray Bryan. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Chaz Rothman?
Aye.
Matt Peterson?
Aye.
Chair Lindgren?
Aye.
Jennifer Fabley?
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, no complaint will be opened against you, Mr. Bryan.
Thank you. Thank you.
Basically speaking, the board has determined that you have done your due diligence, have obviously completed what you need to complete. I would suggest the only thing you do is continue on the path that you are on right now.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Any further questions of the board?
For me? Oh, no, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So thank you for coming in.
Thank
You're
you.
Free to stay if you'd like, or if you can.
I'll go.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. All right. The next one's a doozy.
D2 is William Yaw.
Mr. Chair, I received a tip about this arrest that occurred down in Tucson. An athletic trainer who's also, I believe, an exercise physiology teacher who was arrested for sexual conduct with a minor. I have requested a copy of the police report, but it's going to take, I think, at least another week until I can get it.
Okay. Based upon the information that has been provided to us, whether it's reputable or not, obviously we don't know in terms of his admitting to the act itself.
Okay.
motion on if we want to proceed with an open complaint or not?
That is correct.
This is Chuck. I move to open a complaint investigation of William Yaw.
Second.
License 1437.
It has been moved and seconded to open a complaint against Mr. William Yaw. This case is license number 1437. All those in favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Charles Boffin.
Aye.
Eric Peterson.
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Aye.
Chair Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, a complaint will be opened on Mr. William Yaw. Wiley, William. Yeah. Karen, we need to get specific in terms of what that complaint would be.
I'm kind of thinking maybe an executive session would be appropriate because he, according to the articles, has been released. So I personally would like to get some legal advice on this, but, okay. You know, it's not up to me.
So I will make a motion. Move to go into executive session as of 9:53 a.m.
For legal advice?
Sorry, for legal advice.
And that was Bart that seconded?
I'll take it, but Chuck did it.
Oh, okay. Chuck. All right.
All those in favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Charles Boffin.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Aye.
Chair Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are in executive session.
Okay, so if you would step out and take everything, all of your belongings with you, and then we'll come out and let you know when it's done.
Aye. Mark Peterson.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, your application and reinstatement and renewal have been approved. Ms. Abelson, do you have any questions of the board?
No questions. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for your time and for your disclosure. Appreciate that. All right. 8C1, we have an initial incomplete application. Need to be concerned with that at all, Aunt Ms. Jones?
Not at this time.
Okay, and then 4 incomplete renewals. Obviously, 2 are already expired. Nope, sorry. 3 are already expired. The other one expires today. Do we need to be concerned with anyone in 4?
I had been trying to get in touch with Mr. Joseph Harvey. I've emailed him twice. So because he was a reinstatement, I called him this morning. And he called me back at approximately 9:10 a.m. with an email that states, "Yes, I have practiced athletic training since my license expired on August 7th, 2019. Since my license has expired, I have left a couple voicemails for Karen Whiteford and Amber Jones asking about a waiver because I had knee surgery at the end of July and it kept me out of the office till end of August, at which point I noticed that my license had expired. I never received a phone call or email back, so I simply paid my fee online and moved forward."
So, Mr. Chair, I saw this email just before the meeting started, and I checked my outgoing email, and I did respond to him. He left me a voicemail on August 21st, and I responded to him by email on August 21st, stating that we cannot waive reinstatement fees.
Okay. Fair enough. So, as of right now, he is obviously not reinstated. He has paid his renewal application.
Yes, he paid for a renewal and reinstatement.
For both?
Yes.
Okay. But we have obviously not approved that because we did not have the appropriate funds in place.
The affirmation, yes.
Right.
That's the email I just received at 9:13 a.m.
So, Mr. Bart, does he completed all the paperwork, all the necessary paperwork?
The only thing the application was lacking was the affirmation.
But then we received this email. It said that he has been practicing.
Yes.
He did pay the reinstatement fee? I'm sorry.
Yes, all the fees are paid. His application was deficient because he had not provided an affirmation.
Thank you.
So, in theory, he is going to act on him, on his reinstatement application.
Excuse me?
In theory, we could act on his reinstatement application right now.
Yes, because we have everything. Yeah, we just don't have the exact number of days, so the board could calculate that based on his license expiration date.
He said since August?
Since August 7th.
I think I would like to handle this in two different motions. Number one, I'd like to move to approve the reinstatement for Joseph Harvey of the training license 1527.
Anybody want to second that?
Sounds like not.
Keeping in mind, right now, by definition, he is not licensed, which means we do not have authority over him.
Right.
I'm going to guess that the other board members feel like I do, that without a confidential letter or some kind of acknowledgement, I don't think we blindly want us to say reinstate with no stated punishment first. Maybe you could put them both together. You'd have a second, possibly.
Mr. Chair, are you stating that because he's not reinstated, we cannot issue this one until we activated his license?
That is correct. We have no authority over him as we speak.
I believe an option, and correct me if I'm wrong, is to approve his reinstatement pending execution of a consent agreement, which Mr. Harvey would not be required to sign. But if he chooses to not sign it, then it would go to a formal hearing, I believe.
Correct. Just so everybody understands that, if you want to make a motion to approve him, you would need to include approval of his reinstatement with some type of consent agreement.
So that is one option. If you did it the way that Mr. Peterson is suggesting, by approving his reinstatement, then he's able to start practicing today. And then you can offer a consent agreement. Or you can combine the two and make it contingent upon a signed consent agreement, and that would mean he can't practice until he signs the consent agreement.
like Bart's original thought. Can you repeat that, Bart?
My original one was just to approve the reinstatement. I saw you calculating some numbers, Chuck. Did you come up with numbers? I'm guessing.
Well, he's gonna fall within item two.
Right. That's what I was thinking too.
So I will second your motion of reinstatement.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded to reinstate the application for Joseph Harvey. All those in favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Mark Peterson.
Aye.
Charles Rockman.
Aye.
Sharon Lynn.
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Nay.
And for the recording, Ms. Fadley, what would your reasoning be?
Because in the past 10 years I've been on this board, it's always been with the punishment tied to it, so I'm not sure why we're changing it this year, but I'm good because it's just a nay vote. Many have said yes.
Yes. Okay. I just need to have it for the recording.
Okay.
So this is Bart. I'd like to make a motion, and I need to probably have some help with some wording here, but offer a consent agreement, probation of 1 year, civil penalty of $250, 3 hours of continuing education, medical ethics for practicing without a license for between 20 and 119 days. I figured close to 100 days.
This is Chuck. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to offer a consent agreement to Mr. Joseph Harvey with the before-mentioned stipulations. All those in favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Mark Peterson,
aye.
Charles Rothman,
aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Aye.
Sharon Ingram.
Aye.
All right. So obviously Mr. Harvey will need to sign his consent agreement sign his consent agreement.
Well, he has the option to sign it, but his license will be reinstated either way.
Correct.
Yes.
And if he does not sign it, then we can open a complaint for practicing without a license.
I think the complaint is already opened.
Okay.
Yeah. It would then just proceed to formal interview or formal hearing, you know, if he wants to contest anything.
Okay. No other individuals to be concerned with this?
No, that was all.
Well, I would like to make a comment that I did a little investigating on Kelly Lotshaw's reinstatement. I did find on social media that she has accepted a position in California, so she's not moving back to Arizona. So, you know, that's not confirmed, but that's why we're not pursuing this any further.
I'm sorry, Karen. I couldn't understand you. Could you please repeat that?
I did some investigating and found on social media that Ms. Lotshaw announced that she had accepted a position in California and would not be moving back to Arizona. So I believe that she's not going to pursue this reinstatement, and her application will just time out after 120 days.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we are to number nine, read, discuss, and possible action, board business and reports, executive director's report.
Okay, item 9A1, the financial report, that is included in your board meeting materials, and it's projected our remaining ending allotment will be roughly $7,000 at the end of the fiscal year. 9A2, review of recent board staff activities. I've been working on our presentation for the committee of reference that is this Wednesday. I'll talk about that a little bit more when we talk about our upcoming statute changes. 983 statistics. We currently have 847 licensees, 6 active consent agreements, with the next item due on November 17th, and there are 6 open investigations. Item 9B, administrative project status. Policies and procedures, we're still updating. We'll have one for you to review in just a couple minutes. Board automation or e-licensing, there's no update on that. CE broker implementation, if that's the same, it's live, but I have not announced it yet. Administrative process changes to statute. So I noted in here that Mr. Freeze and I met with Senator Brophy McGee on October 30th. It was a very productive meeting. She sounds very supportive of continuing the board. She had some suggestions on where to focus. We did talk about the athletic trainers, Arizona Athletic Trainers Association, possibly submitting a Sunrise review application. So she has been in contact with them about that, and agrees that we should keep the two proposed bills separate. And then proposed rule revisions, I have no update on that. A lot of it will depend on what happens in our continuation efforts. Item 9C, other board business and reports. Number one, the update on board appointments. I did send an email to Emily Rajokovich at the Governor's Office of Boards and Commissions, stating that, you know, we could be in a bad situation come January, when we'll be down to, I believe, just one officially appointed board member. The other members will be attending meetings, you know, just out of the kindness of their heart and their love for athletic training. So she responded that she expected that I would hear something soon. And then item 9C2, review of legislation from 54th Legislature, first regular session, 2019. And I included a copy of the legislative update memo, and Ms. Kahn is on the phone. I don't know, Ms. Kahn, if you want to do a summary or if you just want to answer questions.
I mean, I can do a summary. I'm having a hard time hearing you, Karen. You're cutting in and out. I don't know if other people are having that same.
I think it's because of the background noise that we have going on.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm happy to provide a brief overview, if that's what the board would like. Also, you know, if there are any specific questions pertaining to legal advice as it pertains to the board, that would be an executive session. So I'm happy to do both, you know, whatever the board's desire is.
Karen, I'm trying to mute my microphone, but it keeps going back to active.
Oh, but that's me. Okay, I'll let you control it. Okay.
This is Mark. Just a short summary, Ms. Kahn, would be suffice, I think.
Okay.
I would agree. Yeah.
Okay, and so in terms of, this is the 54th Legislature, first regular session, Senate Bill 1062, licensee address of record. So now this statute that pertains to Senate Bill 1062 provides an address of record is defined as the address where a health professional practices in the profession or is otherwise employed, or the health professional's residential address. There is an opt-out provision for the professional, but they can communicate that to board staff. Also, in Senate Bill, or this is another Senate Bill, Senate Bill 1086, provides for a temporary license, assuming they meet the minimum requirements for temporary license, such as the individual holds an active and unrestricted health license in another state, never had a license revoked or suspended, not be the subject of an unresolved complaint, and paid all applicable fees. So
that is a temporary license pursuant to Senate Bill 1086. 1086 also has another provision whereby the board at its discretion can delegate whether to provide or whether to grant authority to the executive director to approve applications. And these applications obviously would be complete, and the applicants would have had to have met all the requirements as outlined in statute 32, 3123. So specifically, the applicant would have had to fulfill all requirements of the applicable chapter under the title for licensure, not had a license suspended or revoked by health profession regulatory board in another jurisdiction or in this jurisdiction, not be currently under investigation by the health regulatory board, not had, not surrendered a license in lieu of disciplinary action, not engaged in any criminal or civil conduct that could be considered unprofessional conduct, and that pertains to disclosures of a licensee. So if a licensee has a disclosure for some type of criminal conduct, then that would be something that would not be placed on a consent agenda item, and it would be brought before the board for review. And has no disciplinary action on a license issued by the health profession regulatory board in this or any other jurisdiction. This also authorizes the board to adopt rules and policies and procedures for how it chooses to facilitate it. House Bill 2118, unauthorized practice in the health professions. So this amends ARS 32-3226. Which requires a bunch of steps. Once the board is in receipt of information that's been verified that the person is practicing without a license. Okay, and it also includes forwarding information to the appropriate law enforcement agency. House Bill 2463 just requires a prominent post on the website of the information that's included there. And then just House Bill 2660 just clarifies and amends the occupational regulation prior to eviction applicability. So if you have any questions, assuming Arizona revised statute 32-3123, you know, I'd be glad to discuss that in executive session if you choose. But basically that provides an executive director or permits the board to grant the authority to the executive director to approve licenses for the sake of efficiency, so individuals don't have to wait until the next board meeting, assuming that they meet all the requirements. And there's no type of disclosure that would have to be reviewed by the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Serena.
Okay, then that takes us now to item 10, review, discussion, and possible action of whether to delegate authority to approve licenses to executive director pursuant to Arizona Revised Statute 32-3123. So this would be completely up to the board. You would have to vote on it.
So my first question is, say we were to approve your ability to do so, would we ratify those, like the consent agenda now, would we ratify it, or would we never see those names?
It would be up to you. There are some agencies that are doing it that way, and then there are other agencies that they don't, the board members never see the names, they just see the numbers. So that would just require a change to the policy and procedure that I've attached to the board meeting materials.
I'd like to make a motion on 32-3123. Okay, I will. I will move to grant the authority to the executive director to approve licenses that do not need any board, any type of review or any type of specific. Let me rephrase. I move to approve the executive director be permitted to approve licenses. It has been moved and seconded to approve the authority to the executive director to approve licenses. All of the favor, Eric Freeze, aye. Charles Laughlin.
Aye.
Mark Peterson.
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Aye.
Sheila Ingram.
Aye.
Hearing your oppositions, hearing you now have the authority to approve those licenses.
Okay. Now, the next step would be agenda item 11, review, consideration, and possible action on board policies and procedures. Item A, executive director review, approval, and issuance of initial renewal and reinstatement of licenses. I included the policy and procedures. There is one part that I believe we need to take out. That would be at the bottom of page 54 of your board meeting materials. It states the executive director is expected to and may assess applicant disclosures on these applications pertaining to criminal arrests and convictions, as well as other mandatory disclosures. The executive director may refer those applications to the board for final decision making, which could rise to the level of denial of license or renewal. So it sounds like the board would like to see any criminal disclosures, whether it be for initial or renewal or reinstatement, I think that would be the only ones. Those would be the only ones that I could not approve. Any that have a criminal disclosure or reinstatements where they have practiced. Am I correct?
Motion that says you won't have the authority to approve those two.
No, I think what she's looking for is approval of the policy and procedure that she's presented, minus the last paragraph on page 54. Is that correct, Karen?
Yes, and then also if you would like to add a section in there that we would add to the agenda, a list of applications that had been approved for ratification by the board.
I'd like to have some discussion on that piece. I don't know if people want to have that or not, or I guess we can't discuss without a motion, so I will make a motion to approve the policies and procedures as presented regarding executive director duties for licensing functions as presented on page 54 through 55 of the board materials, minus the final paragraph on page 54, which starts, the executive director is expected to and may assess applicant disclosures, and to include a list in each board meeting of those licensees that have been renewed or approved by the executive director.
Is Cheryl, I second.
I'm going to try to say that again. So it has been moved and seconded to approve the motion made by Bart Peterson in terms of the policies and procedures. All of them favor is please aye. Charles Laughlin.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Sheila Ingram.
Aye.
Jennifer Bailey.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, those that policy and procedure has been approved.
I just thought they were going to discuss it.
Oh.
Yeah, any further questions?
I guess they didn't need to.
vehicles.
All right. Get your agenda items and anything to add. Ken, the only thing that I want to put in there is obviously the sunset review application, if there was such a thing, submitted by the APA.
Oh, the sunrise? Okay. We do have two members of the public here. Would either of you like to address the board?
Lori White here. I'm just saying hi. Happy to answer any questions or talk in any way.
Well, I'm going to make you guys dizzy.
All the way over here. I like sitting in the back. Dave Mesman, AZHA. If I could mention that the AT Day at the Capitol will be on January 16th, which is a Thursday. I know that there is an in-person meeting of the board on January 6th, and in previous years we have left it up to the board to make a decision if it would be possible to host a in-person meeting the same day. If that would be a potential for discussion on your next agenda.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it. Okay. Thank you.
Other public.
That is it for the public.
All right. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Before we adjourn, I would just like to congratulate Mike Hansen on his induction into the Arizona Sports Hall of Fame, and it was really nice to see so many athletic trainers there for that evening. It was a well-deserved award and a wonderful evening, so just a public acknowledgement of that.
Thank you.
And I would like to move to adjourn.
Can I do one real quick?
Sure.
I don't know if you all know this, but one of our board members, Mr. Buffman, has been promoted to the major leagues. So he will be attending meetings by through WebEx a majority of the time, but his residence is still here in Arizona.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Exactly. Only took you 20 years.
You don't have enough airline miles to get more, huh?
Right.
So, what is your updated position?
So, I'll be Major League Assistant Athletic Trainer.
Got it. Okay. But you're maintaining your residence here?
Residence will be in Arizona, yes.
And that's gotcha. The White Sox, right? All right, we do have a motion to adjourn. I need a second.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:42 a.m. All those in favor, it says aye. Charles Bachman.
Aye.
Eric Peterson.
Aye.
Sherry Ingram.
Aye.